since your first W in a long time. How's it feel?
It feels good. Obviously, that's a really good football team. You know, to come on the road, get a win today, you know, a tough win. You know, our defense did a great job today keeping us in the game. It's just a great win for the team.
Sam, that's a tough defense to throw against, obviously. What were some of the struggles that you guys had throwing?
Like you said, they're a good defense. I thought they matched up with us well today. You know, I missed a few throws. I think we had a few drops, a couple different things, on different drives that kind of set us back. Like I said, I don't think there was anything major. I'm really proud of the way we fought, to get that win, to hang in there, to fight. That's huge for us right now.
In the first 2 weeks you played from behind. Today you played with the lead. What was that like for you?
I like that. Hopefully we can continue to do that. It's a lot more fun to play from ahead than it is behind. Obviously we just got to figure out a way, when we get those leads to continue to put drives together in the second half. Obviously that was a bit of a struggle for us today. So hopefully we can learn from that and continue to build.
What did you see on those real routes? I know, Matthews dropped one, but the touchdown was a similar type of play. Was that something you saw take advantage of?
We felt the way they were playing Matthews in the game. It was a lot of man coverage, and a couple of those looks we got them matched up on a linebacker, and the past couple games we'd ran a lot of routes with him going to the flat, and so we figured they'd be hard on the flats, and then it looks very similar, and then he just wheels up, and it worked pretty well today.
What was the reason for taking, it seemed to me, more snaps under center this week?
I'm not sure. You'd have to ask Coach. I think it gets the run game probably a little more downhill. That's how Ryan likes to run. That's the only thing that really comes to my mind. You'd have to ask him.
Running game established today. How much
huge,
easier that made.
Yeah. Huge. It was great in the first half to get those guys rolling. I thought they ran really hard. Thought the line did a great job opening holes. That's a good front seven that we just played. And to be able to come out and run the ball the way we did in the first half, that's really big for us.
What can a win do for a team's confidence as far as, maybe starting a streak here?
I think it can do a lot, especially for us. I feel like the first couple of weeks, there was just a lot of pressure on us. I feel like we're all pressing a little bit. It's just nice to get that first one. Now that pressure's gone, like I said, it wasn't perfect today. There's going to be things that we need to correct, but, I think this is a great building block for this team.
So you've had a chance now to see Darren Sproles up close and personal over these few months. Thoughts on what makes him such a special player?
Oh, just his versatility. What he's able to do in the backfield, what he's able to do in the slot. Obviously his punt return today, that was a big momentum swing in the game. There's just so many different things that he does really well. We can utilize him in so many different ways. I don't think there's a lot of guys in the league that, can do that.
Sam, if I were to tell you that you were dealing complete 50% of the passes, you also had no turnovers, if I told you before the game, how would you feel about it, if I told you that now?
Good and bad. Obviously the turnovers, it's something that we talked a lot about this week. This defense had 10 takeaways in the first 2 weeks. For us to have, I think, one giveaway today, that's big. Obviously, passing game, we just got to be a little bit more efficient.
What are they doing to take away the deep ball? It didn't seem like you tried very many of them or weren't there or what?
I think they've got some great players on the outside. I think once we got the lead today, it was just kind of the way the game went.
When you hit on Matthews behind the linebacker, you have a guy screaming at you. It took quite a hit. Did you see it open right away and just try to anticipate what happened there?
I saw the way the linebacker was playing, and like I said, I felt like he was playing the flat. I think Ryan did a great job to avoid him and get outside of him. And I knew that the position that the linebacker was in, Ryan could outrun him. So just tried to put it out there and let him go get it.
All right, guys. One more second.
The ball that bounced off of Ryan in the flat, that was sort of a drop. Was he going to wheel past him up the sideline at that point to the vacated area or not?
No, that was just a flat, yeah.